ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा, कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। आई एम थैंकफुल टू ऑल ऑफ यू फॉर कमिंग फॉर संडे फीस्ट प्रोग्राम एंड ऑल्सो इन्वाइटिंग मी टू सिट अमंगस्ट यू। हरे कृष्णा। So all of us have recently celebrated Sri Krishna Janmashtami. And the season of Sri Krishna Janmashtami is continuing. It's not ended yet. It may go for many more days. Even today evening we have Janmashtami celebration in Vashi. And that will go on. And the significance of you all have to know that only in ISKCON this happens. Janmashtami is being celebrated day after day after day after day. No other place you will find this. Because ISKCON is the institution where Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu have taken his appearance in this sampradaya. Rather, we are in the sampradaya in which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had appeared. And his only business, the only and only business he had, was to distribute the holy name of the Lord. To go to every town and village, dance in ecstasy and chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, wherever the holy name is chanted, that is where Sri Krishna is appearing. That means wherever the holy name is chanted and devotees dance in love and ecstasy, Sri Krishna Janmashtami takes place. And for some days we celebrate very pompously and gorgeously. And what do we do every day? Every day we also have Janmashtami. When we get up in the morning and dedicate our few hours in concentration in chanting the holy name of the Lord, Sri Krishna appears in our heart every day. And for Vaishnavas, there is Janmashtami every single day. So, with that logic, Janmashtami can be celebrated throughout the year. And there is a very beautiful tradition in Brajbhumi that as per the Purana, Skanda Purana and Padma Purana, there is something called Bhagavat Saptaha. And in Bhagavat Saptaha also, when they describe all the beautiful leelas of the Lord, they come to Krishna's birth. And when that happens, they celebrate Nandotsav, Janmashtami, in the Bhagavat Saptaha, may it be in November, December, January, February, or at the time of Janmashtami also. And so, there is Nandotsav, there is some people celebrate Radhashtami also. And whatever celebrations come in the description, they celebrate. So, talking about birth of Krishna on the day of Janmashtami also perfect. And talking about birth of Krishna on any day of the year also is perfect. Some people feel that we should sing Damodar Ashtakam only in the Kartik month. But it's not like that. We can sing Damodar Ashtakam every day of the year. And every day of the year we can describe Damodar Leela. There is no problem about that. Whatever helps us to remember Krishna, whatever helps us to dedicate our life to Krishna, whatever helps us to engross ourselves with full concentration in Lord Sri Krishna, everything is perfect all the time. There is no murta for that. There is no day and night. Whatever suits us, whatever is favorable, whatever is anukul, that is best. Why I am telling all this thing? Because I am going to talk about birth of Krishna only. I am creating bhumika about my lecture. Anyways, there are hundreds and millions and unlimited ways of describing the birth of Krishna. So, and even if we repeat the same things, what has been heard before, what has been told before, it is still purifying, because every day we need to talk about Krishna. He said that when we describe about Krishna and Balram, every morning and evening, we will develop love of Godhead. That is how it is. Srimad Bhagavatam Sukadeva Goswami tells. So we go back to a situation where Kamsa is driving the chariot of Vasudeva and Devaki. The story goes like this, that there was somebody called Devamida, a great personality, and he had two sons, prominent sons from his two wives. One wife was a Kshatriya wife who gave birth to Shurasena. Another wife was a Vaishya wife. She gave birth to Parjanya, Parjanya Maharaj, the great Mahavaishnav from Mahavan. Shurasen gave birth to Vasudev. And Parjanya gave birth to all the Nandas. Abhinanda, Upananda, Abhinanda, Nanda, and Sunanda and Nandan. Five. And Vasudev was the son of Shurasena. Ugrasen had his younger brother called Devaka. And he had his daughter Devaki. And by the special insistence and request by Garga Muni said Vasudev should get married with Ugrasen's younger brother's daughter Devaki. It's a divine arrangement. You will come to know in future. Thus the marriage was arranged. Before that, a little about Kamsa. It was Yadu Vamsha. Ugrasen was Yadu, and everybody else also Yadu in Mathura. Vrishni Vamsha. So how a person like, you know, person who is so demoniac, so sinful, can appear in the Vamsha of Yadus, which Krishna ordered all demigods go down as Yadus, go down as Vrishnis, go to Gokul, go to Mathura. Take your positions, I am coming very soon. So what happened was, there was a person called Satyaketu, and he had a daughter called, his daughter's name was, I forgot the name, Padmavati. And this Padmavati was married to Ugrasen. And she was very critical about Vaishnavas. Whenever she will get chance, she will criticize Vaishnavas. She was not from Yadu Vamsha. She was from outside. Satyaketu's Vamsha. So one time she went to her father's house for a vacation. Of course she was very beautiful. So one demon came there called Pramilasur. Very powerful demon. He had defeated demigods and ruled them for 100 celestial years. Not one. Many of them done that. Same number you'll find. 100 celestial years. And he was there around. And he was attracted to Padmavati. And he disguised, because he was very powerful, had a lot of powers, siddhis, so he disguised himself as Ugrasen, as if coming from Mathura to visit her when she was in her father's house. And he had union with her. And from that was born Kamsa. And Kamsa's previous history is, he is Kalanemi. I think he was born as son of Hiranyaksha. And he was an ardent enemy of Krishna. Anyway, so Kamsa was born, and Kamsa was very sinful. He had created terror in Mathura. Although he was Yuvraj and Ugrasen was king, still he was very powerful by his power of tapasya and whatever he had done in the past. And he was very sinful. So he had created a lot of negative publicity about himself. He was a kukhyat. He was known as a bad person. So he also was aware that people are talking ill about me. So he thought, let me take the opportunity in Devaki's marriage to do all the arrangements and create a goodwill in the society. Politicians are very expert in that. They don't have faith or love or devotion, but just to keep their image up, they will be seen in taking bath in Triveni during Kumbh Mela. And all publicity takes place, and they may be seen in with some sadhu who comes to visit a city. So like that, Kamsa was strategically trying to help Devaki in his and Ugrasen and everybody, Devaka in marriage. And then everybody was very happy to see him so involved and so much lovingly. So they praised him. He got very inspired because of that praise. He thought when the marriage took place and the marriage was over and the chariot was being driven by the charioteer, Brahmanas were singing songs and others were dancing and lots of mantras were being chanted, songs were being sung, instruments were being played. So that time Kamsa thought, I should drive the chariot. So he told the charioteer to get down. Amazing it is. The Yuvaraj never will drive a chariot of somebody. He was so proud actually. But he thought, if I take this humble position, people will praise me and I'll be good in their books. Good books. So he was driving the chariot. So it is explained by Acharyas that a demon is, even if he is seen to be doing good activities, you should be sure that there is some bad intention behind it. Another thing is, a demon can maintain his external goodness till what point? Till the point his selfishness is intact. His purpose and intentions are fulfilled. He is very good and very nice and very gentleman and very helpful and everything. But the moment his self-interest is at stake, immediately he is what he is. And the devotee is otherwise. Even if a devotee's self-interest is at stake or destroyed, still devotee doesn't give up his gentlemanly nature. He remains same in atrocities and in happiness. That is a devotee. That's a Vaishnava. So there was a Akashvani, all of you know. And typically if you read Bhagavatam, you will read the Sanskrit, you will come to know that it was never mentioned that there will be eighth son of Devaki. If you read the Shloka, it is mentioned Garbha. Huh? Garbha can be female or male also. So it is said that some acharyas explain that the demigods had already made plans to bewilder Kamsa right from beginning. So they say, the Akashvani said that the eighth Garbha coming out of the womb of your dear sister, whose chariot you are driving as a charioteer, so with so much of love and affection, that Garbha will be cause of your death. So immediately, instantly, all the love, all the facade, everything got finished. He drew his sword. You know his sword? His sword was so powerful that even he used to draw his sword, the shine, the luster of his sword will tremble, make the demigods tremble in the skies. That kind of power was there. Demigods could not stand the effulgence of the sword of Kamsa. Same way Ravana also had Khadga called Chandrahas. And when he will draw the sword, all the demigods will tremble. And that sword he drew for what? To kill a woman. to kill his sister who is just now married. Even her hands, they have not even removed the bangles of the marriage. The mehendi, the colorful decoration of hands, Patravali, was not even gone away. They were all fresh. But Vasudev's character is very nicely explained here. Vasudev is so composed and so saintly. That this is like a worst situation in his life. He just got married to a beautiful girl who is a very well qualified with so many wonderful qualities. And even the celebrations are not ended. And what happens is the mighty Kamsa, who is Digvijayi, who has conquered all directions and all the possible names of demons who were supposed to be the most horrendous demons, he had already conquered them. They were all his servants, serving him at his command. Such a Digvijayi Kamsa. Vasudeva was not a combat for him, not a match for him. But he was very wise. Because his buddhi was very steady, he didn't get agitated. He immediately held his hand timely and told Kamsa, why are you doing all these things? She is your wife, my sister. Just married today. She is decorated with flowers and ornaments. Her ornaments are not yet gone out from her hands, from her body. And how can you, the great chivalrous person, be killing your sister? What the world will say? Digvijayi Kamsa killed a woman. He had by the time dragged her, holding her beautiful hair decorated with flowers and saints. He had dragged her down the chariot. And with right hand he was about to chop her head off. At that time the hand was held. And Vasudev is talking and he's still angry looking at Devaki, about to kill him, trembling with anger, with lips curled with anger. And Vasudeva is going on telling and telling, nothing is going in his brain. He is angry. He is revengeful. So Vasudeva thinks for a while. He tells that, you know, death is inevitable. Everybody who is born is going to die. And you and me also going to die. Whether you die with some Akashvani's predictions or die with old age or disease, death is certain. So one should not worry so much about death. One should talk about self-realization and perfection of the life. And not make one's life kalankit, contaminated by the defamy of killing a woman, that to your sister. Nothing went in his brain. And Vasudeva is very wise. He has not lost his cool. So he thinks that he is too gross a person. He needs to be told something gross only, which he can understand. So he had to come down to Kamsa's platform to connect with him. And he said that, actually you are not in danger from my wife, your sister Devaki. Not even from first children. The eighth child, whoever the child will be, that is the cause of danger for you. What if I promise you I will bring all children to you? And you can keep us wherever you want. And that was like convincing. Now, somebody is so angry and so much on the verge of killing somebody. That anger is not ordinary. I may be angry with you. I may use bad words to you, scold you or whatever, to threaten you, punish you, whatever. But somebody wants to, about to kill somebody, how much anger he must be having. But then why he was convinced by one line of Vasudev that I will bring all children? You may feel that if I was Kamsa, I may feel this is a trick just to buy time, you know. Just to pass away, while away with the time. There's a reason behind it, why he was convinced. Because Vasudev had the fame in all over the world. That whenever he will say, whatever he will say, he will fulfill his word. He was known as Satyavachani. And because of his fame, that he will never not obey his own words, his vachan. Immediately his sword came down. Because he had that much faith. That I may be sinful and a demoniac person, but Vasudev is a very saintly and Satyavachani person. So he immediately put his sword back. By the time, you know, when this such kind of sudden event is taking place, all the singing was stopped, all dancing was stopped, all instruments stopped, everything stopped. And everybody was very serious, tensed, having palpitations, what's going to happen on this auspicious day. So Kamsa also got very upset, put his sword and went back from there. And then without any music, all the Bharat went back to the home. Went home and thought, well, I should not take a chance. So he sent orders, arrest them, put them in a prison. And they were put in the prison. And you can imagine, they were knowing that my husband has promised, so whichever child comes, he will take. She had also faith in her husband, that husband will not back out from his words. The first child was born. First child was born and he was taken, he was named as Kirtiman. And Vasudev reached Kamsa's house and told, this is my first son, Kirtiman, as my promise. Kamsa was very impressed. Very impressed. That, see, you have said something, I have faith that you are Satyavachani. But now there is a proof that he has come with the child, with the determination and with the readiness of the heart to lose the child. Whatever you may do, Kamsa. Kamsa was very impressed. He said, go, Vasudev, you are such a great personality. Go, I give Abhay to your son. Please go. Live happily with him. So Vasudev, still, he got the chance to save his child and he was returning. And from there, crossed Narad Muni. And Narad Muni thought that if a sinful person becomes untimely merciful, then the plan of the Lord will get delayed. So he went to Kamsa and told, you know the story. He showed him the lotus and tell him, count from this, which is the first one. Count from here, which is the eighth one. Then change this one. Then which is the eighth one. Then take the eighth one as first one. Then which is the eighth one. Like that he just bewildered him, like goal, goal, goal and goal. And Kamsa said, today I understood why one needs to accept spiritual master. All the knowledge everybody has. But still we need spiritual master to tell us at the right time, most opportune time, what is to be done. Thank you, Narad Muni. Today you have become my guru. I am so glorious. I am so fortunate to have you, guru. So what should I do now? So Narad Muni says, how can I advise you to kill children? That means what? He is giving him a hint that he should kill children. I as a sadhu cannot tell you to do balahatya. You may do whatever you feel proper. I have already told you that demigods have vamagati. Whatever they do is always twisted. Nothing is straight. So, in everything what they do, whatever the announcement they have done is also ambiguous. And they are also bewildered. You don't know. So, do the needful and Narayana, Narayana, eventually. And comes the thought immediately, I should not take the opportunity. Now, in one sense, Kamsa had, Narad Muni had actually prompted him to kill children. Is not true? So, all of us may feel, why Narad Muni is doing this? How can he do this? Narad Muni is the Acharya. Next Acharya from Brahma, son of Brahmadev. Because Narad Muni, it is said that, very important points to understand here, that when you have knowledge and you do apparently a wrong activity, tatha kathit wrong activity, but with full knowledge of understanding of a Lord's wishes, then it is not still considered sinful activity. And when you build some good activity, but with bad intention, it will be still considered as sinful activity. Narad Muni, like for example, Lord Shiva causes destruction of the three worlds at time of Pralaya. So much, you can say, so many murders at the same time. Huh? All the living entities are finished. The earth itself is finished. The 14 planets are finished. But Lord Shiva doesn't get any sin. Because he is doing it under the order of the Lord with full knowledge, at the opportune time, the right activity what the Lord wants. So he is the executor only. He doesn't get any tinge of sinful activity. So Narad Muni also did not get any tinge of any sinful activity because there are many reasons. First, he knew the history of these six children who were going to be killed. And he wanted them. There's a story. They were six sons of Uruni. There was a Devi called Uruni, celestial Devi. And these six children were very saintly and very having Vaishnava qualities. But one time they disrespected Brahmaji, the creator. And because of that, Brahma cursed them, that you will become, you will take birth as demons. So they took birth as demons in the Vamsha of Hiranyaksha, as his grandsons. And they did aparad there also, in demoniac Vamsha. So Hiranyaksha further cursed them, that you will be killed by your own father. So they took birth, they were going to take birth as Devaki's children, that he knew. They were going to come one after another. And because they were cursed to be killed by his own father's hand, that means Kalanemi. So this Kalanemi, actually when he left his body last time, that time as Kalanemi, he took shelter of the effulgence of a demon called Heti. And when Pramilasur was, disguisingly enjoying with Padmavati, he entered in the womb of Padmavati. And he became Kamsa. So the situation was perfectly right. Kamsa was their previous father, and they were going to come as children of Devaki. Also he knew that because they had the curse that they will be born and immediately they would be killed. Or they could have been there for some time and then Kamsa could have killed them. But he didn't want them to get contaminated by the influence of material world at all. So as soon as they were born, he wanted to get them killed by their previous destiny. Also he knew that further these six children, as soon as they will be killed by their father, they will be thrown to Sutal Loka. And there they will stay for a long time, where Lord Vamanadeva and Mahabali is residing. And in the course of time, when Krishna will return the son of his guru, Sandipani Muni, from wherever he was, he will bring the lost son of Sandipani Muni and his wife. That time Devaki will ask Krishna, please get my children also back, who were killed by Kamsa. That time Krishna will go and fetch them from Sutal Loka and bring them to Devaki, and Devaki will get overwhelmed with love for them, and she will feed them on the breast on which Krishna was fed as a child. So when they will take Mahaprasad milk of Devaki, Krishna's Mahaprasad milk, they will all get delivered back home, back to Godhead. All these things he knew. So what is a sadhu? A sadhu is a trikal darshi person. He knows past, present and future, much, much in future also. And because he had all this knowledge, his prompting Kamsa to kill the children of Devaki was not a sin. And as soon as each and every child was born, they were smashed, they were snatched away from the hands of Devaki and smashed on the shila, on the stone in the prison house. And within few moments, they were blood and flesh, dead. Matter. You can see, you can imagine sometimes yourself in the position of Devaki or Vasudev. What is the meaning of giving birth? What is the meaning of remaining in prison, giving birth to a child, and even before you even caress the child one time, the child is smashed in front of your eyes for sure. Then why did they keep on having children? Their service attitude is unlimited. Their service attitude is unlimited. Unbelievable, inconceivable. Because they knew the eighth child will be Sri Krishna himself, Supreme Personality of Godhead. As devotees they knew from many saintly people. What was announced was that he will kill Kamsa, but it's not announced that Supreme Lord will come. So they knew that it is our service to give birth one after another till the eighth child. Whatever pain it may cause. That is a devotee. Devotee means for the sake of the Lord he or she will bear any atrocities, any troubles, any difficulties, any challenges in life. Because they know that I am doing all these things, accepting all the inconveniences for his sake, to please him, to serve him, to facilitate his leelas in the world. And that is the force that devotee has to go on and on and on suffering in life. Because they have that positive goal in their life, that all my miseries which I am going to go through will yield in ultimate pleasure of the Lord. So for that pleasure of the Lord, which is very valuable, or you cannot make a value of that pleasure of Krishna, my miseries which I am going to go through are not so important or so big compared to the pleasure of the Lord, which is so big, so unlimited, so magnanimous. With that mood, Vasudeva and Devaki went on producing children. Because they had to facilitate. When it is said eighth garbha means eighth garbha only, not second garbha. That all calculations were there to bewilder Kamsa. But the reality was same. Then all six children were killed and they were sent to Sutra Loka. And then seventh child, Lord Balaramji appeared. Very interesting, some acharyas explain why Krishna wanted Balaramji from Devaki's womb to be shifted to Rohini in Gokul. Because when Sri Krishna promised in Golok Vrindavan to Mother Earth and all the demigods that you go, I'll come. At that time only he had called Yogamaya that you have to go and take the garbha of Devaki from the womb of Devaki to womb of Rohini. And Rohini is another wife of Vasudev. And she was already pregnant. So because of the fear of Kamsa, Vasudev sent her secretly to Gokul, to his friend Nanda Maharaj. Because they were actually very close friends. Also they were second cousins. So Nanda Maharaj also understanding the difficulties, they knew, both of them knew Kamsa very well. So he said, I'll shelter your wife, don't worry. You can imagine Rohini's position, how she must have felt. What is her mental condition? That husband is in jail. Anytime they can be killed by Kamsa. What Kamsa will do, nobody knows. He's a crazy person. And I'm here with the baby of my husband, you know. My husband's baby in my womb, somewhere else. Although friend's house and loving people's house, but still, so much anxiety was there. So, Yukmaya was told by Krishna that you have to bring this garbha to Devaki's garbha to Rohini's garbha. Who appeared in Devaki's garbha as seventh child? Ananta Shesha. So, what was Devaki Balaram? What do you say Devaki Krishna? Like Devaki Balaram was Ananta Shesha actually. Who was originally the son of Kadru Devi and Kashyapa. And Kadru Devi gave birth to all the snake yoni, Sarpa yoni. And the first born was Ananta Shesha. And what was the day of his birth? Naga Panchami. On that day Ananta Shesha was born. And all the great Nagas and all the Nagas in the world, like Vasuki, like Takshak, the Kaliya and many snakes were all born by Kadru Devi. And that Kadru Devi is a embodiment of Rohini. And that Kadru Devi then again, Rohini appeared as Rohini in the Leela of Krishna. So I was telling you the reason behind why it was shifted. Because if Balaramji is there, he takes actually birth in the prison of Kamsa. And if Kamsa comes, ha ha ha, to kill him, Balaram may get angry. And being Ananta Shesha, he will do one pufkar. And Kansa will be finished. And then what will happen? They have to change the script. The script is written in a different way. The whole thing is already planned, how the thing will happen. So not to disturb the Leela, not to disturb in Balaram's mood, he was shifted from womb only before birth to Rohini's womb. And Rohini had already the original Balaram, Gauloka Vrindavan Balaram, the first incarnation of Krishna, the Lila Avatar of Krishna, the original Sankarshan was already there in the womb of Devaki, Rohini. And this Anantashesha Balaram womb, the Garbha, was taken by Yogmaya and it got merged in the original Balaram which was there in the womb of Rohini. And here suddenly Devaki felt that I am losing my Garbha, I am losing my Garbha. So the news spread in whole Mathura that Devaki had miscarriage. So Acharyas explained that the six children who died, they were six anarthas. Kamakro, the Lobh, Madamohar, Matsar. And they had to be first wiped off. Devaki's womb was like heart of a devotee. Once they are away, then the original Guru, Balaramji, will take birth and prepare the womb, prepare the heart for Krishna's appearance perfectly. And that's why he came and he went. And then came the eighth Garbha, that is Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is how we have understood and we have studied and heard from great acharyas how Krishna took birth. And then this is a very, very interesting story. Why Krishna came? I mean, all of you know Krishna came in four arm form. Janma karma chame divyam. No one takes birth like that. 16-year-old youth with cascading hair, curly hair on the shoulders, with mukut of Vaidurya Mani, with lotus like eyes, lotus like lips, Vaijayanti Mala, Kaustubh Mani, Pitambar, so many ornaments, Shankha Chakra Padma Gada, divine accompaniments of four arms. So beautiful, Sri Krishna was. The beauty is explained over here. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, he had jewel necklaces of Kaustubh Mani in his neck. He had Pitambar, he had Kati Karadhani, that means the ornament of the waist, which was shining like electricity. His color was dazzling bright black cloud. He had Vaidurya Mani's mukut. He had all the valuable ornaments all over his body like bracelets, armlets, earrings. They were so effulgent and amazing, shining like suns, many, many suns in his ears as kundalas. Abundant, beautiful curly hair cascading down the head and shoulder. And on his mala, so many honeybees were singing beautiful songs, flying to please him. And they were all around his garland everywhere. And what Vasudev did that time? Vasudev donated 2 lakhs of cows in his mind. Beautiful, sweet activity he did. If we were in his place, we would say, "How? What can I do? I am in the jail, you know, I don't have anything, everything is at home, I don't have any resources over here." But he offered those cows in the mind to all the brahmanas, ceremoniously in the mind. So one is very important, something called Manasa Puja in our bhakti line. If somebody is very impoverished, doesn't have any resource, or may not have hands and feet, or may not have eyes also, may not have ears also, but the soul still has all the divine organs, divine senses, and the mind is still existing with the intelligence, and in the mind one can worship the Lord. With all the opulence, a pauper on the street sitting in the near the gutter can offer diamonds and rubies and emeralds and gold and silver to the Lord. So those cows which Vasudeva offered in the mind were not simple cows. They were also Kamadhenu cows, Surubhi cows, with having Morpankha at their tail, with golden bells, with big bell gold in their neck, horns having golden caps, and silk cloth on their body, and Gungru in each leg having 4 golden and silver Gungru, making beautiful divine sounds. And such cows were donated by Vasudev in mind. So nothing can stop us in our Shuddha Bhakti. Please remember, Shuddha Bhakti as per Rupa Goswami cannot be hindered by any material situations. No material situation in your life, no matter what, how serious, how dangerous the calamity may be, how adverse the situation may be, your Shuddha Bhakti, if you have, it cannot be hindered. So Vasudev bowed down to the Lord and became free from all fear of Kamsa. It is explained that Vasudev had fear because everybody was trembling because of Kamsa. Nobody was supposed to speak about this event of the Akashvani. Nobody was supposed to speak any word about the marriage ceremony and the procession that was taking place. And what was spoken in that procession, what happened at that time, what Kansa did, what Vasudev did, none of were supposed to speak any word. Not on Chabutras and in the corners of the Mathura district. They were all on this subject, they were mouth shut. And with great fear. When Kamsa will do what? Nobody knew. He was actually behaving like crazy. Nobody could take name of Krishna, Vishnu or anybody or any incarnation of Krishna's name that time. But all that fear was mitigated instantly as soon as Krishna was born in four-armed Vishnu form in front of the Devaki and Vasudev in the prison house. And Sri Krishna actually also to further pacify them and get them free of their fear, he reminded them that I am the son of Sutapa and Prushni, as Prushni Garbha in the past. I have come as your son before also. I have come as your son as Vamandev, as son of Kashyapa and Aditi in the past. And the same me, because you have worshipped me, you have done tapasya for me 12,000 years in the past, I am rewarding you third time now. I am the same personality. I am the supreme personality of Godhead. Do not fear. I have come to become your son this time also. But Vasudev was completely free of fear. But Devaki also got almost free of fear. But she had still some fear. And Acharya explained why she had some fear. Because her maternal love was higher than the love of Vasudev. There is a hierarchy in Vatsalya Ras. The supreme Vatsalya Ras is with Yashoda. It is explained that there are so many people in Vatsalya Ras. But nobody ever scolded Krishna except Yashoda Devi. Second number is Nanda Maharaj in the number of intensity, in the number two in the hierarchy and the intensity. Third is Devaki. Fourth is not Vasudev. Fourth is the Braj Gopis, elderly motherly Gopis. And fifth is Vasudev. And then comes Kunti. No? And Kunti is in cognizance that Supreme Personality of Godhead is Sri Krishna. She knew, but still she had Vatsalya Bhav. That's why she was still fearful and she was saying that, oh my Lord, please, you wind up your form. I am still fearful because as soon as you have come, there are bells ringing in the sky, flowers are falling from sky. I can hear the brahmanas and the demigods chanting Vedic mantras and there is so much light in the prison. In the middle of the night, where it's supposed to be pitch dark, it is effulgent like millions of suns together. And this light may go to all the way to Kamsa's palace and he may wake up. So you please come as small child. I can hide you under my cloth. Samacharya explained that Sri Krishna, after glorifying and narrating the history and encouraging Vasudeva and Devaki, Sri Krishna said, I want to drink your best milk. So Devaki said, you have to come in the form which is suitable for doing that. That is why Sri Krishna came as two-armed baby. Instantly he converted himself. Very sweet two-armed baby. And it is explained that baby body, his body was so soft, softer than freshly churned butter. Have you ever touched freshly churned butter? I used to churn butter every day in my house, all my childhood till 25 years of age. And I used to take out that butter from my hands, you know. If you do like this, you meet your fingers. And butter will chip off away. It's so soft. It is said that Krishna's body was much more softer than the freshly churned butter also. So when he appeared in front of Devaki, a small baby, Devaki was wondering, how will I lift this baby? Because my fingers are not as soft as the body of this baby. And with these harder fingers of mine, if I lift this softer baby, it may hurt the baby. So she was like very worried and very much apprehensive before touching the Lord. Somehow finally she managed to touch the Lord and pick him up and put him to her breast. But the child was so delicate, it could not bear the weight of Payonidhi of Devaki. So it is explained that time only he became three bhanga. He became bent at three places. And then he drank the milk of Devaki. And then he ordered before only Vasudev that take me to Mathura. As soon as Vasudev put Krishna on basket to carry him, all the shackles immediately fell down. all the fear went away. When Krishna appears, the sign of Krishna appearing in our heart, in our life, in our thoughts, at the same time, tatkshan, one becomes fearless. And all the shackles of all the bandhana, birth, old age, disease and death, trivida tap, karma bandhana, all bandhanas, all shackles get broken completely. As soon as he stood up with Krishna, took him in his arms, in the basket, all the shackles broke. All the locks broke, all the doors broke open. All demonic forces are put to sleep immediately. All negative forces in your life will be put to sleep. Ineffective, non-existent they will become. Or even if they exist, like the guards were existing there, but they were defunct, as if non-existing. So we have to have faith. Being Krishna conscious is a very powerful activity. A very powerful positive activity which will make you fearless, which will break all your shackles, and all the negativities in your life, so called, will become defunct instantly. And all the doors broke, all the locks broke, all the shackles broke, and he started walking one after another doors, seven doors he crossed, and immediately Sheshanag covered him. So whoever adopts and accepts Krishna as his own servant, surrenders his life to Krishna, offers himself to serve Krishna, immediately Baladeva Ananta Shesha will come to protect you. And will make you all your hindrances in the path of devotion and service to Krishna mitigated by his power, by his bala. And this Ananta Shesha followed him everywhere, from the jail of Krishkamsa all the way to Mathura. All the way to Mathura, crossing Jamuna to Gokul and return also. Was all time there. Protect Krishna and the protector of Krishna. See, one becomes protector of Krishna. Vasudeva is his part and parcel, his devotee. But he has now taken the role of protecting Krishna. So Baladeva is protecting Vasudeva in the form of Ananta Shesha. And then there is something called as atmospheric changes that took place. Let us read those. What all happened when he moved out? It was Ravana month, Krishna Paksha. Today's rain, since morning I was thinking, is so heavy. Something like this, much more this than this happened at the time when Vasudeva was coming out of prison of Kamsa. The Ravana Mas, Krishna Paksha, and Ashtami Tithi, Rohini Nakshatra, Harshan Yoga, Prisha Lagna, as per Gammas Garga Sahita, in the middle of the night, Chandrodaya Kal. And first thing what happened? The moon became full. The moon is supposed to be half. But moon is very happy, Chandra Devata, that Sri Krishna has appeared in my Vamsha. Radharani appeared in Surya Vamsha. Lord Ramchandra appeared in Surya Vamsha. But Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God, has chosen my Vamsha. So why should I remain half? I should become full. So he broke the rule of the Prakriti and become full moon. Only one time in the history of creation, the Ashtami moon has become full moon. Because of great happiness and joy. And then, in the middle of the night, Sahasradal, Shatadal, that means lotus flowers having 1,000 petals, 100 petals, 10 petals, millions of petals, all of them grew in the lakes. Do you generally see lotus flower blossoming in the middle of the night? No. So the acharyas are giving reasons why the lotus flowers blossomed in the middle of the night. First is Prakruti, who is the wife of Krishna. What Krishna says in Gita, Maya Adhyakshena Prakruti, Surutesa Characharam. So Prakruti, who is the wife of Krishna, the energy of Krishna, was very happy and she wanted to greet his master. So she blossomed all the lotus flowers everywhere. Why lotus flowers? All the flowers, Barijata and Malati and all roses, everything was blossoming in the middle of the night. Second reason is, the lotus flowers themselves were very happy. Because they knew that the Supreme Lord is holding us, one of our colleagues, in one of his hands. He is adorning one of his hands everywhere, wherever the Lord will go, he will hold one of our brothers. So in commemoration, in happiness, in endorsement of that, they all became blossomed to express their happiness when their colleague is glorified by being in the hands of Krishna. This is a devotee, devotee consciousness. Devotee is very happy when other devotee is glorified or, getting progress or getting higher position. The other devotees don't get envious. They become very happy. They celebrate. The third reason is the lotus flowers knew that here onwards, each and every limb of Krishna's body is going to be compared with us. So let us celebrate. Huh? So they blossomed in the middle of the night. Also, Chandra became full, so there was something called Abhas. Some feeling was there that sun has arisen in the morning. So lotus flowers grew up. And the last reason was that when Sri Krishna appeared as Vishnu in the prison house of Kamsa, he already had planned to send Lakshmi to go to Nandagaon and prepare for Nandotsav to celebrate his appearance. So Lakshmi Devi ran from there and she went through Jamuna, and all the lotus flowers saw that our mistress who stands in our world, Kamalini, Kamala Shaini, Lakshmi Devi is coming. So to honor her, everybody blossomed. So these are the reasons why lotus flowers blossomed. Then, as soon as the lotus flower blossomed, what happens? All the Brahmaras came, all the bumblebees came, and they started singing beautifully, extracting the nectar from the lotus flowers. And then, there is something called as Ritus, you know, seasons. They are all devotees of the Lord, personified Ritus. They are people, basically. They come in the form of six Ritus. Like by Hemant Rishu, Shishir Ritu, Varsha Ritu now going on, Vasant Ritu. And one Ritu is one time, at any given time. You see many Ritus together? No. Sometimes in Mayapur you see, one time I went to Mayapur, I saw morning rains, afternoon heat, evening cold. Everything together. But Ritu is one still, Varsha Ritu. But six, and they stay for 2 months each. 12 months in a year, 2 months each, one Ritu stays. But because Sri Krishna appeared, all the six Ritus came with their full glory and manifested all their glory in the Prakriti. And then all the birds woke up in the middle of the night. Peacock started dancing, the parrot started singing, the cuckoo started singing, everybody started singing in a very melodious way, not a noisy way, very coordinative, very beautiful, happy, jubilant way. Filled the atmosphere with beautiful songs of the birds. All the trees, they also woke up. And many of them bent down with the fully laden fruits. They were, actually they had some fruits, but they suddenly had unlimited fruits. And they bent down to offer it to Lord. Vasudeva was coming. And some of the tree was offering obeisances to Vasudeva and Krishna. All the disha, all the direction became clean. All the sarovaras, rivers, skies, they became crystal clean. Because all that inauspiciousness was spread everywhere due to Kamsa's influence, was immediately washed away as soon as Krishna appeared. All the Bhumandal became very happy. And then the sadhus who were fearful suddenly became very courageous. Suddenly the houses filled with resources, the poor people's houses were filled with joy and happiness and resources and diamonds and gold coins and food materials. And the sadhus immediately lit fire in the middle of the night and started chanting mantras fearlessly. All the demigods appeared in the sky. They started chanting mantras. Apsaras appeared, started dancing in the sky. The Devarishis and the some Devatas, they filled the aeroplanes with flowers and they showered Mathura Gokul with celestial flowers. They were coming and emptying and coming and emptying and going, filling and coming again. All throughout the night they were showering flowers, and the flowers were falling on Mathura also. Please remember this. Not only on Jamuna and Gokul. What is the significance? When Lord's mercy comes, it doesn't differentiate demons or devotees. When the rains fall, they don't differentiate good or bad people, right? It's fall, sun rays fall everywhere. The demigods, when they were happy, they were not saying, we will not shower flowers near Kamsa's palace. They were showering flowers everywhere. And then the mountains, the trees, the cows, the brahmanas, the devatas, everybody became extremely rich and resourceful. All the devatas started playing dundubhi. This dundubhi is a very celestial trumpet, you can see. The skies were filled with those sounds. And Parijat, Mandar, Malati, all the flowers were being showered everywhere. The Vedas, their mantras were being chanted. And the Vidyadhar, the Charanas, and Gandharvas, and Siddhas, and Kinnaras were dancing, playing instruments, and singing songs. And it was filled up. The weather was completely filled up. And that time, Vasudeva entered the river. And what is happening now? Vasudev entered and the river was swelling and swelling and swelling, and the skies got together with the clouds And there was light thunder, and there was light rains in the beginning, and they become very big rains afterwards out of happiness. The clouds were extremely happy to greet Krishna, and the Jamuna was swelling and swelling and swelling. Why it was swelling? Because this Jamuna Devi is a very divine personality. She was born when Sri Krishna created Goloka with the help of Balaram, and Sri Krishna created gopis and Radharani and gopis and devis and gopas. So then all these Radharani and gopis, they had Ras Lila with Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. And when they danced in Goloka Vrindavan, their bodies oozed out divine sweat. It is called as Sveda. And that Sveda Jal got collected in one place and became a big pond. And the Ras Lila ended, and Radharani and Krishna came to see that pond. And they were extremely happy. And Radharani said, this beautiful pond should be given the form of a river, which should adorn Goloka Vrindavan and should become integral part of the existence of Goloka Vrindavan. The Goloka Vrindavan should have no meaning without this particular river. And that river became Yamuna Devi. And this Yamuna Devi was already told by Krishna that you will become one of my wives when I will appear on earth to relieve the burden of earth. So she knew that personality who had promised me is now going to become my husband. She became very happy. She wanted to immediately, she was waiting for a long time. She had not come just now. She had come much, much before. The long story how she came down from Goloka. Her whole journey is explained in Garga Sanhita. Anyways, so she wanted to touch the feet of her master, of her would-be husband. So she was swelling and swelling, trying to reach the feet. And the feet were on the basket, on the head of Vasudev. So Vasudev had to get drowned. There's no choice he has. And the water came up to his waist and his chest and his neck and his mouth and his nose, and he's shouting, please save me, Koilo, take my child, he's drowning, drowning. And then Sri Krishna immediately took his lotus feet out of the basket. And already the water had crossed up the head of Vasudev. And as soon as the feet were touched by Jamuna Devi, she immediately gave way to Vasudev to go through. Another scripture, another Kalpa Veda, it is explained that actually Krishna also was very eager and became very jubilant and excited. He jumped out of basket and entered the river. And for some moments, Krishna was lost. So they was calling, Krishna, Krishna, where are you, where are you? As soon as Krishna jumped in the water of Jamuna, Jamuna bathed him with her waters. And immediately all Jamuna became the Charanamrita of Sri Krishna. As soon as that happened, Yamuna gave way, and immediately Vasudev caught Krishna and put him back in basket. And that's how, in the way given by Yamuna, with all these celestial parivartan and beautiful atmospheric changes already happening continuously, with the full moon light all over Yamuna reflecting back on the baby Krishna, Vasudev reached. And at that time, now we will go to another chapter of Krishna's birth. All of us have studied and heard repeatedly this story which I narrated in different ways. But of late I came across how Yashoda Devi conceived, which I never thought also, because we always get lost in Nandotsav, in Nandoka, but we never thought that how she got conceived. So there's a story which I'll connect it later on with Vasudev's arrival. So Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai are staying in Nandagaon. Vrishabhanu Maharaj and Kirtida Devi are staying in Barsana. And they are getting old and old and old. They are great friends of one another. But they are wondering what to do. No children. How will we be happy if there is no children? So we should go to the bank of Jamuna. Jamuna is very auspicious. If you stay there, then we may get children. Santan Prapti. So both of them shifted. Vasudev, Vrishabhanu Maharaj shifted to Raval at the bank of Jamuna, and Nanda Maharaj shifted to Gokul at the bank of Jamuna, very close by to each other. And then they were still growing old and old and old, and I think Nanda Maharaj became almost 85 year old. Yashoda 80 plus. Any chance of having children at 80 plus? But the Gokul Vasis, the Vraj Vasis who were shifted with them, the sadhus, brahmanas, rishis shifted with them, all of them still felt they must have children. So every day Nanda Maharaj would go from his house to Yamuna to take bath. And he would see some sadhus doing prabhati, that means morning duties. And he would see one of them, they will bless them. On this particular day, when he was going, he got a little late. So almost twilight, almost daytime. So all the sadhus somehow, by the will of providence, were doing prabhati together on the road, wherever out of their house. That means together. And Nanda Maharaj is passing on the way to Jamuna. All of them at once blessed him, let you be having a son. Putram bhavatu. Aapko putra prapti honi chahiye. Hogi. So Vasudeva smiled. He said, thank you very much for your blessings. But don't you think it is too late for me? So the sadhus were also bewildered. But they never planned that today they will bless. But somehow, all of them blessed from within the corner of their heart, from the bottom of their heart, they together in one ek surme, they blessed him. So they explained to Nanda Maharaj, see, whatever ashirvad blessing is given with full plan, with yojana in the mind, will yield the fruit of a Brahman's words, but it will take some time. But whatever ashirvad comes spontaneously from the bottom of the heart has to happen. So as we all have spoken this one line without any planning previously, it has to come true. How? Only the Lord will know. But they also had 0.1% doubt in their heart. Even though they also knew that spontaneously they had blessed without their own planning. But still they said, what if it doesn't happen? Not about a Brahmana's words. People will lose faith in Brahmanas. So they all, Nanda Maharaj went happily, thanking them and wondering how it will happen. He went to take bath in Jamuna. And all these rishis went to Shandila Rishi, who is like a chief senior one. And they expressed to him today morning, what happened? We all blessed him together. Now what to do if this doesn't happen? It has to happen now because we have said it. What to do? So Shandila Muni meditated and he said, you do Gopala Yagya. Gopal Yag. In that Yag you offer 18 crores of Ahuti of Gopal Mantra. And at that time the needful will be done. So immediately all the Brahmanas sat for Gopal Yag. And they offered 18 crores of Gopal Mantra Ahuti. At the end of the last Ahuti, when the last Ahuti was offered, a blue effulgence appeared in the sky. That was full moon night of the month of Kartik. Kartik Purnima day. Of course, it was not day, night time that time, but that was the day of Kartik Purnima. The teja, the Nila teja, which appeared in the sky, came down from the sky in front of the eyes of everybody witnessing. All the Brahmins were, there will not be one, two Brahmins, there will be hundreds of Brahmins doing some yagya like that. Such a huge yag. So all of them were watching in front of their eyes. The teja came and settled down in the heart of Nanda Maharaj. He also realized something is happening to me. He became very beautiful and effulgent. And from his heart, the tej transferred to the Yashoda's heart. She became extraordinarily beautiful. And the tej took the form of a small baby and settled in the womb of Yashoda. Prasthi Krishna Bhagavan Ki! And this is the supreme personality of Godhead from Goloka. The original supreme personality of Godhead. Sar Aishwarya Purna Golokeshwar Shri Krishna appeared in the womb of Devaki. At the same time, as Sri Krishna promised in Goloka, that Yogadev, Yogamaya, you transfer my seventh garbha of Devaki to Rohini and you take birth along with me in the womb of Yashoda. And for this service that you do, you will be celebrated as my sister. And you took many names, Chandika, Sharada, Saraswati, and you will be celebrated all over the earth, everywhere. And whatever blessings you will give, they will become true. I'll give all powers to you to fulfill the blessings of all the people in the material world. You will become the mistress of the material world. So many blessings Sri Krishna gave. I remember one time, many years back, we were doing drama, Vishakamadev Dwarkadish Prabhu, and I had become Vishnu. And our dear Shamasundari Devi from Pune, she had become Yogamaya. And then Vishnu is speaking to Yogamaya, that you do this and you do that, and I will bless you, your names will be like this, you will be celebrated, you will become my sister. Such a wonderful scene it was. So, that time, Yogamaya also entered the womb of Yashoda Devi and she became pregnant on the day of Kartik Purnima. Now you calculate after going home, when Sri Krishna Janmashtami came, how many months were there? You'll find exact date of pregnancy, exact days, number of days. From Kartik Purnima to Shravan Vadya Ashtami, will be exact pregnancy period. And thus, on this day of Shravan Vadya Ashtami, Yashoda Mahi gave birth to baby. But again, Yogamaya is fully active there. By the will of Krishna, Yogamaya created such kind of spell all over the Braj that all of them, as the soldiers and Kamsa, everybody slept there. Uniquely, everybody was sleeping except the Prakruti. Living entities like non-human living entities are fully expressing themselves. Sadhus are doing yajnas, yamas are dancing, but the people who are Raivasis or Mathura are all sleeping. And all people in Gokul also are sleeping completely. Ladies, gents, children, everybody is sleeping. So Yashoda delivered the baby, but she didn't know one or two. She didn't know when and how. Everybody went to sleep, including Nanda Maharaj and all the coward men. And when Vasudev came, everybody was just fully, deeply asleep. He saw beautiful two babies in the lap of Yashoda. So he put the baby Krishna there. Immediately the baby Krishna became one with the Krishna which was already lying in the lap of Yashoda. That means what? The Krishna who appeared in the Devaki's womb and appeared in front of Devaki was Devaki Krishna. Was Aishwarya Krishna. And Devaki had Aishwarya understanding of Krishna. Devaki knew Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Devaki knew he, the Supreme Lord, has become my son. She knew that. Yashoda did not know ever that the baby that I am caressing is Supreme Personality of Godhead. It was original Krishna, Golok Krishna, Madhurya Krishna. So this Aishwarya Krishna merged in the Madhurya Krishna and became one baby. In front of the eyes of Vasudev. And he lifted the girl and he went back. And when he was going back, again the Sheshanag was following, Yamuna gave way and he went back. And what happened here? At the same time when Vasudev went away, there is one sister of Nanda Maharaj. She is sleeping somewhere in her bhavan. She got a dream at the time of bhor, you know, what you call first muhurta, first prahar of the day. She got the dream. And the dream said that your sister-in-law Yashoda has given birth to a blue effulgent baby. So she just woke up in the middle of the night. I mean, not in the middle of the night, early in the morning. And the same condition, she ran to Nanda Bhavan, straight in the chamber of Yashoda, and woke her up. Yashoda, Yashoda, wake up, look, a blue effulgent baby is born to you, a son is born to you. And everybody woke up at that time, all of them, the way she announced the birth of Krishna. And everybody woke up. Yashoda saw next to her the beautiful baby Krishna. So now we should describe Chandandotsav or we should describe what happened in Kamsa's prison. What do you want? Anyway, we will describe Nandotsav. That is better. So, extremely beautiful festival took place. Everybody came to know that Nanda Maharaj finally is blessed with a baby boy. And the news spread like wildfire everywhere. Like the wind took aroma of fragrant flowers. The news spread all over the Braj, all over Gokul. And everybody left their homes, got ready quickly to bath, put ointments, scented ointments, wet ornaments, costly clothes and jewels and crowns and flowers in the hands and arms and everywhere. Wore ankle bells and everybody just ran. The coward men wore the best of dresses, wore fetas and they ran. The ladies ran with a lot of gifts and they were all running towards Nanda Bhavan. They were dancing on the way. Flowers are falling from their hair, well decorated hair, and it is said that all Gokul was filled with flowers. Some flowers were being showered constantly from the heavens and some flowers falling from the hair of the gopis. And that time what happened? Yashoda Mahi came to know that the whole village is coming to see her baby and she took darshan of her baby. She was so beautiful. The limbs were so delicate like lotus petals. The eyes were so sharp and so sweet and so attractive. She was shedding tears of love. Her breast was flowing with milk. She did all the rituals of a baby's birth. And then she knew that all the ladies are coming up. So she was hiding her son. She said, no. If I expose my son to everybody, their bad omen will touch. Their eyes will, you know, that their drishti will create bad omen. So Yashoda said, I will not show my child to them. So she covered her baby, put the baby under her cloth, covered with chepan cloth also. And all the ladies came, Yashoda, show us your baby. Yashoda, show us your lala. She said, no, I will not show my baby to you. Now see, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has offered himself as a prisoner in the prison of love of his devotee. He's like surrendered soul, like that, you know. But still, He also is won over by the love of the gopis, who are eager to see him. So he took his lotus feet out from below. And he said that all the gopis fell at the lotus feet of Krishna, offered their hearts and their selves in surrender to Krishna. And then Krishna came out and showed his beautiful lotus face to all the gopis, and he came out of the chadar. And that time everybody took out, and Yashoda Mai said, "No, no, no, I don't want to show you, I don't want to show you." And the gopis said, "We have not come to, you know, create bad omen for your beautiful child. Look at our thali, what we have brought. We have brought all the materials which will remove all the bad omen." Hindi mein kya kehte hain? Nazar utarne ka saman sab leke aaye hain. So she was so happy. And as soon as they saw Krishna, they blessed Krishna. Very unique, is it not true? Who can bless Krishna? All the Brajvasis bless Krishna. This is called Braj Upasana. The acharyas explain that Braj Upasana means what? Nothing to ask from Krishna. Only giving Krishna. There is one temple in Kamayavan called Gokul Chandrama Temple, where the Pushtimargis are serving Radha Madan Monji. So they serve him in the form of a small baby. And what is explained there? That they open darshan only for few minutes and few hours it is closed. Again few minutes and few hours closed. So when darshan opens, lot of people come to darshan. So the pujaris say, "Don't ask anything from our Krishna. If at all you have something, you give Krishna. Or if you don't have anything, give Ashirvad to Krishna. But don't ask anything from our baby." Okay? And then they let you go inside. That is Braj Bhav. That means we have to learn that the Brajvasis were never asking anything from Krishna. They were always giving Krishna. They gave gifts to Yashoda, gave gifts to Krishna. They offered their heart to Krishna. They offered their love to Krishna. They offered their blessings to Krishna. And then Nanda Maharaj was distributing billions of cows decorated with gold and ornaments. He created 7 hills, topped them with costly jewels, shining, dazzling jewels. There were like 7 mountains, and distributed all the different 7 grains to all the brahmanas. He flooded them with jewels, one after another. He gave so much that everybody was overwhelmed with his benevolent mood, you know. Dani Bhav was overwhelming the whole Braj. So whoever received all the gifts, they also gave the gifts to everybody else. Nobody was trying to keep and, you know, amass the gifts. Everybody just gave and gave and gave all what they received. They received, they distributed, they again went, again received from the Maharaj, again distributed, again they went, again distributed. So everywhere in Braj, there was wealth and wealth and wealth everywhere. So much abundance of wealth. So happy was Nanda Maharaj was. And Nanda Maharaj distributing cows. And amazingly, all the demigods appeared there. All the singers appeared. Bandi, Magadha, Bandi, Suta. To singers, Nanda Maharaj gave 1,000 cows, cloths, abhushan, ratna. And started distributing elephants. And Shiva had come with Parvati had come with Ganesha in her lap. Walking also, and lap also. And they were all riding on a bull. Shiva. And when they came there, they were standing there. And Nanda Maharaj started distributing bulls and cows. So Shivaji, Shankar Bhagavan, held the tail of his Nandi. So that in the whole crowd of distribution, his Nandi will not be donated to somebody else. And immediately standing, Ganesha was lifted by Mother Parvati in her lap. So that when Nanda Maharaj started distributing elephants, this elephant will not be distributed. And all the Brahma came on Rajahamsa, Surya came on a chariot, Indra came on an elephant, Vayudev came on a khanjarit, and Yamraj came on the Bhesa, Kuber came on Pushpak Viman, and all the demigods came in disguise. And Yashoda Devi was wondering, "These personalities I never saw in my kingdom. But how can she ask, who are you, from where you have come?" Like Sachi Mata also saw so many Brahmanas and Brahmanis who are not from Navadvip. They were all demigoddesses, disguised to take darshan of Sachinandana, Gaurahari. But they, Sachimata couldn't ask them, "Who are you? From where you have come?" They were all blessing, they were all giving gifts. Similarly, all demigods and demigoddesses were giving gifts to Yashoda, Nanda and baby Krishna and Balaram also. So then, one unique thing happened, that I must describe here. All of them started throwing butter You have heard. Because first of all, when the ladies came, they were distributing haldi powder, oil, yogurt, milk, water, dahi, doodh, everything was being thrown everywhere on each and everybody. So much abundance was there. There's something called as chhach kunda in Nandagam, you know. What is chhach kunda? Whatever amount of buttermilk is used and something spills over while being transferred from one place to another. And all the spillover had formed a big pond of chhach called chhach kunda. Out of 56 kundas in Nandagaon. So much of wealth was there. So when Krishna was born, Nanda Maharaj gave everybody butter balls. And they brought butter balls from home also. And everybody was throwing and throwing and throwing to on each in everybody. Quite nice balls. And it is said that they went and got stuck in the drainage in Nanda Bhavan's courtyard. So drainage got closed. And over that they poured dahi and milk. And all the courtyard of Nandagaon, Nanda Bhavan, was like milk ocean. And now everybody was in the waste full of butter and milk and the dahi. Now they wanted to dance. They were playing instruments, they were singing and dancing, and they wanted Nanda Maharaj to dance also. But Nanda Maharaj said, I am 85-year-old man, I don't know dancing. You can dance, you can sing, I'll watch you. So, no, you have got the son, you must dance. And he was saying, no, I cannot dance. No, you must dance. And then suddenly one person came and he took Pitambar Vastra and tied around the waist of the big belly of Nanda Maharaj. And one end was taken by one group, another end was taken by another group. And they started pulling Nanda Maharaj sequentially. And then what happened? It was like Samudra Manthan. And Acharya was explaining this Samudra Manthan, this Shira Samudra Manthan took place on Nanda Bhavan. But the final jewel, which was going to come out, 14 jewels came out of Samudra Manthan, right? And then came Amruta. But the Amruta, my Krishna, was born before only. Afterward, this Manthan took place. And 14 Ratnas came out of Samudra Manthan, but millions of Ratnas Nanda Maharaj distributed before this Samudra Manthan. And he became like Mandarachal. And the milk ocean was churned by the Vrajvasis in great joy, making Nanda Maharaj dance. Bolo Nanda Maharaj ki! And the great teachers explained that there was a slight difference between the birth time of Devaki Krishna and Yashoda Krishna. They were both born in Rohini Nakshatra timings. But in Dvitiya Charan of Rohini Nakshatra, Devaki Krishna was born. So the letter, that alphabet that came to give name was Va. That is why Devaki Krishna was named as Vasudev. And then Yashoda delivered the baby in the third Charan of Rohini Nakshatra. So the name came as V. So what is the name Krishna got? Bihari. That is why everywhere you go, Mayur Bihari, Vanke Bihari, huh? Amuk Tamuk Bihari, so many Bihari. Because this V came from the third Charan of Rohini Nakshatra. That's how Nanda Maharaj made great joy, everybody enjoyed. And it is said that the Nanda Bhavan festival went for how many days? Any idea? Any idea? 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 1 month, how many months? 6 months Nanda Bhavan was celebrating Nanda's child's birth. Nanda ke ananda bhanayo jay kanaya lal ki. 6 continuous months, as 1 day of demigod, they were celebrating Nandotsav continuously. And when that came to an end, the Brajvasis were cursing Brahma. The Brahma has no intelligence. He doesn't understand how precious the child of Nanda is. How much later in the time of life he has got the baby. Is it the time to stop the day? It's not time to stop the day. He should have extended it further by many, many days. And that's how reluctantly, after celebrating Nanda Bhavan Utsav, for 6 months, the Brajvasis went to their home. And thus ended the great festival of Nanda Maharaj. Bolo Nanda Maharaj ki! Sri Krishna Bhagavan ki! And then, time is running short. Vasudev reached back. As soon as he reached back, all the doors closed. All the shackles came up again. And the baby cried. Huh? It is said when Krishna was drinking milk, he did not make any sound. But before this baby drank milk, she made big sound, purposefully. And all the guards woke up. And they ran to Kamsa to inform the baby is born. And Kamsa came running. And she said, it's a baby girl. We thought boy will be born, who will kill you. But please don't kill this baby. She is your niece. And I promise you, I will give this daughter in marriage to your son. They will become relatives, you know. You should be compassionate and kind to the baby girl at least. At least all these children you have killed mercilessly, we didn't stop you. But this is a girl, please don't kill her. She is Abala. He said, I don't want to take any chance. First he laughed, you know. The demigod looks, they look to be making mistakes when they are announcing something in the sky. But anyways, I don't care. I have been guided by Narad Muni not to take any chances. So I will smash this girl. So he snatched that girl from the hands of Devaki and was about to smash on the same stone. She slipped out of his hand and went in the sky and assumed eight-armed Devi form and thundered in the sky. Oh, foolish Kamsa! Why are you harassing poor Devaki and Vasudev? The killer of you is already born somewhere else. Stop harassing them. And by the way, Garga Sanhita explains, he also announced that his internal potency also is born somewhere else. Announcement was done. And with that, what he saw in the sky, Kamsa immediately became so humble actually. He was like subdued completely out of fear. And he fell at the feet of Devaki and started begging pardon and started talking philosophy. You know, I'm in the hands of providence. I'm like a puppet. I am not a doer. All this is what being done by me. It is not done through me. I didn't know what's happening. I was just an instrument in the hands of providence. So please do not consider me as a doer of the activity. I am sinless. Please don't be angry. And so many things. I was reading this past time. I read it many times. But suddenly we see Devaki forgiving Kamsa. Yes, yes. Both of them were happy. Any reason? Anybody thinks? Suppose you are in, or me, I am in the position of Devaki Vasudev. And this fellow has killed your 6 children and 7th child also is thrown up in the sky. And now he has become humble. So you will become immediately revengeful, right? You will become powerful, use bad words or you threaten, you will give curses or whatever you possibly you can do. But you find here, as soon as Kamsa started begging pardon, immediately he was forgiven by Devaki. Mainly Devaki, because Devaki is like lady. What she must have gone through. Why is that? The reason behind it is because they had experienced the birth of Krishna very few, maybe few hours ago. This is daytime, it was night time in the night. And when Sri Krishna appeared, I told you, all the negativities go away. All the bad memories go away. All the inauspicious things go away. All the sins go away. All the bad impressions, negativities go away. All the fear goes away. So you become clean completely. And then what do you get filled up? With full joy and bliss of Krishna consciousness. In that overwhelming happiness of Krishna consciousness, in that overwhelming happiness of having Krishna as your son, having interacted with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Devaki had forgotten everything. There was no impression in the heart of any pain that was caused by Kamsa. So immediately when that Kamsa became humble, her heart overflew with compassion. And she immediately forgave him. This is the message for us here. That our heart is filled up with so many negativities, so many bad experiences. Somebody has done this to me, somebody has done that to me, and I want to take revenge that if possible, or I will try to convince myself, preach myself to not take any action and tolerate it like that. You know, so many struggle is going on inside. As soon as truly we become Krishna conscious, all that is negative is wiped off from the heart. And what remains is humility, love, affection, forgiveness, tolerance, helpfulness, cooperative nature, all the positive things are in abundance, overwhelming quantity in the heart. So don't wait till Krishna to come. Krishna will come in your heart as soon as you chant his holy name. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Kamsa was forgiven, he went home. And next day, he went to his, he was in proper consciousness. Swarupena avasthitaha. He was in proper situation. Because now he had repented, he had received blessings from devotees, received forgiveness. He was in right consciousness. But as soon as he went in his assembly in the morning, he was in wrong consciousness. Wrong assembly of people. Usangati. And he was so morose and humble, like it was unbecoming of Kamsa. They never saw Kamsa in this mood. So all the demons were there. They said, what is this Kamsa? What has happened to you? He narrated everything. He said, there is no need to fear. Brahma is busy in meditation. Shiva is busy in meditation. Vishnu is hiding himself in the heart of devotees. There is nothing to fear. And all the other demigods, you have defeated them in Amaravati when we were on Digvijay. All are trembling when you are taking out your sword. Why are you fearful? As soon as this talk was going on, Putana came. He said, why you worry? I am there, no? I have the power to chant mantras and make the blade of grass into Viman. And I can fly in the sky and go anywhere. My food is the blood of infants. 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 Yes. I will go and kill all the infants. In last 1 week, 10 days, whoever is born anywhere, I will fill my breast with Kalakuta Vish and I will kill them. I am sure one of the child will be that child who is supposed to kill you. I will take care of the child. The child is not destined to kill me. He is destined to kill you. But I will kill him before he kills you. So she went. I will tell you in brief, there are a lot of things in Putana's story. Putana, she changed her form. She became very beautiful. She took one lotus in her hand and started moving, started dancing. And Sukhdev Goswami is describing, singing the glories of the beauty of Putana. One may wonder why he is doing that. He can have described Gopi's beauty. He can describe Yashoda's beauty. Why is he describing Putana's beauty? The Acharya explained, he is describing her beauty because she is going to Krishna. That is why she is glorifiable. Whoever is going to Krishna is worshipable. There may be demons, there may be sinful, there may be downfallen people, fallen people. But if they are going towards Krishna, it is guaranteed that they will get purified. So that's why Shukadeva Maharaj is glorifying the beauty of Putana. But when he is describing, if you read the slokas, you will understand that the description is not of a very cultured lady. She was dancing on the road like a crazy lady. The way that she was moving her eyes was not like a cultured lady. And she entered and she went on killing so many babies. Everybody felt that she was Mahalakshmi herself. But she killed the babies and she vanished from there. She entered Nanda Bhavan. And on the way, many gopis joined because they were like enamored by the beauty of Putana. And they thought, to bless our dear Krishna, Mahalakshmi has come. Look, the way she is holding lotus in her hands. And Yashoda Mai came and she was like completely amazed to see the beauty of that lady. And she also was convinced Mahalakshmi has come. And she immediately gave the baby. She said, I want to feed the baby. So Sudamai thought that Mahalakshmi has come from Vaikuntha to feed her breast milk to my baby. How blessed my baby will become. And she very fearlessly, thoughtlessly just gave the baby and went away. And immediately Putana went behind. And Krishna closed his eyes. Huh? Why he closed his eyes? Because the first demon in the sense was a woman. So he closed his eyes. Second reason he closed his eyes because he thought if he keeps his eyes open, Putana will get fearful. Putana should feel relaxed. So he closed his eyes. And many more reasons, of course. So then, Krishna drank the milk. Now she said, oh, he has drank the milk. It's filled with Kalakuta. It's going to be finished very soon. He drank all the poison. He drank all the milk. And now she's waiting that he will die. And he's not living. He's sucking and sucking and sucking. And it was painful and painful and painful. And she's saying, leave me. And she's like jumping from place to place, running around. And finally, when the pain became too much, she could not maintain her beautiful form. She became 12 miles long lady. And she was running like crazy in the whole Nandaga here and there. Nakhadi Gokul. She went, Krishna took her to outskirts of city. So that all the beautiful places should not get destroyed because she was a huge demoness. And then Krishna just said that, why is she saying, leave me? People are saying, hold me. In the world we are saying, Krishna, hold us. Let us hold you. He generally doesn't hold anybody easily. But once he holds somebody, he doesn't leave that person easily. Says Krishna actually. So then he sucked her life out of her body and she fell down, dropped dead. And under her body, 12 miles long area was destroyed. Completely to nothing, in powder. And then with that sound, everybody came running. And some ladies were fearful, some ladies were supporting Yashoda, some ladies were angry with Yashoda. What kind of mother you are? Because you got mother very late age, you don't have any training. That is why you gave this child to anybody's hand without discrimination. What kind of child caring is this? So like mixed emotions were there. And then she had tied up hair. When she fell down, all her hair became loose. And such a huge, she was like mountains. Her body was like mountain. And the breasts were like mountain peaks, you know, shikhar. So how to climb now? So what they did, they tied many knots in the long hair of Putana. And then they climbed the body of Putana. And he said that about 200 coward men were moving on her face to reach her chest. And somehow they reached the chest and lifted the baby Krishna, who was looking like Neelamani, beautiful effulgent diamond, you know, like a mani shining at the mountain peak of Putana's breast. And from there the baby was very gently brought down the way they came up, and it was given in the hands of Yashoda. And Yashoda took immediately the baby to cowshed. And all the gopis, all the brahmanas came chanting mantras, Om Sahasra Shirsha Purushaha, Om Swastino Govindaha, all those Swasti Vachanas were being chanted, and then Krishna's different names were chanted, and his body was touched by the baby calf tail. And Krishna was smiling. And the acharyas explained why he was smiling. He said, even when I come in difficulty, my name comes in rescue of my devotees. So we are saying, this is the best situation where my Nama Mahima is being exhibited. So he was very happy to tell the people, see, I may be in difficulty, but my name will save you. That was the understanding that everybody, Krishna was having in the mind, and he was smiling. And here, then the Putana was broken into pieces, because how they had to burn him, burn her. Now what is the meaning of Putana? That is Putana, one who had no son. Also she was Balimara's sister. When Vamandev appeared as a beautiful boy, she actually got enamored, and she felt like, I should feed the child as my child on my breast. Great motherly affection she had, great love. And when he became big and conquered Mahabali, she thought, I should kill this child. So for at the one occasion, she had two feelings, kill this child, feed this child, feed this child, kill this child. So she came as Putana. So she fed the child, and she wanted to kill the child also. But what Krishna did? She had so many unlimited bad qualities, bad things to be addressed to. But Krishna only, like she sucked all the poison, sucked all the negativities, and only endorsed, or what you call, appreciated her motherly feeling to desire to feed this baby, right? She wanted to feed poison to the baby and kill the baby, but minus poison, minus killing the baby, there was something remaining to feed the baby. And that is called Vatsalya. That only he kept, that only he magnified, and due to that feeling, he gave position of Dhatri, a nurse to Mother Yashoda in Golok Vrindavan. And that is Sri Krishna. With the touch of his lotus lips to her breast tips, he delivered her back home, back to Godhead, as Vatsalya Bhav completely purified her. And what happened down over here? There the soul went and became in ultimate position. But here, her body was cut into 108 pieces. And 108 cheetahs were prepared. And her body was put on 108 cheetahs. And 108 coward boys became her sons to give Mukhagni to those body pieces. Otherwise, no putu was there, no putra. Who will do Shraddha? Who will do Mukhagni? Who will do Tarpana? Who will do Dahan Sanskar? But it is said, once you surrender to Krishna, and Krishna accepts you. Huh? She didn't want to surrender to Krishna, but Krishna accepted her as mother. At that time, she received 108 sons, and they did her Shraddha. And ceremoniously, she went back home, back to Godhead. Like Bhishmadeva had no sons. But even today also, whenever you do your father's Shraddha, the first tarpan is given to Bhishmadeva. That was a blessing given to him. Because you chose not to have sons. So all of us chant that mantra. Lately, last month also I chanted and gave tarpan to Bhishmadeva. First, before I gave to my father. So this is the glory of Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness will never take anything away from you. If at all it takes anything away from you, it will take only bad things away from you. But it will fill you, overwhelm you, flood you with good things, auspicious things, and make your life all glorious. And thus we come to end of our lecture. But before that, I must mention that one great festival is coming ahead of time. Soon. That is Radhashtami. Huh? When Sri Krishna proclaimed to earth, I will come. And I will come like this, I'll do this, I'll do that, and I'll do this, and I'll do that. You all go and become like this and like that. Radharani was standing and listening to all those things. And she fainted and fell down. So everybody came running and woke her up in Golok Vrindavan. Huh? And Krishna asked, what happened? So she said, because of the imminent separation that I am going to go through, because of your promise which I heard, I fainted. I cannot bear even thought of your departure. She said, why? I am going to take you with me. She said, no, I am not going to come. Unless there is Vrindavan, Govardhan and Jamuna, I am not going to come down. So Sri Krishna said, I knew your heart before only, and before even declaring all these things, I have sent 84 Krosha, part of Golok Vrindavan, along with full Govardhan and full Yamuna, already on the surface of the earth, knowing your heart very well. So she was very happy. But still she said, I will come down with you, but I will not open my eyes, open my ears, open my eyes and ears, and I will not speak anything till I see you. My life and soul is you. So that is why when she was born, she was apparently blind, not making any sound, not responding to any sound. So when Narad Muni came and guided them to hold the festival and called Krishna Balaram, when Krishna came, there are two ways of stories. One way, when Krishna came only, the aroma of Krishna spread all over Raval. And the aroma entered the nose of Radharani, nostrils. And with that she opened her eyes and she cried. Another description is that he crawled while the ladies were very busy talking, embracing, welcoming each other. Krishna Balaram, they crawled and Krishna climbed the cradle. I mean, held the cradle and stood up and touched the baby. At that time, the baby with the divine touch of Krishna opened her eyes and made sound. And when she made sound, everyone came running. See, Radharani has opened her eyes. She is making sound. Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shyam. So Radharani is the Antaranga Shakti of Krishna, the internal potency of Krishna, the mistress, the goddess of devotion, the goddess of compassion of Krishna. His love, his compassion and the devotion for him is embodied as the personality of Radharani. She surpasses Krishna in compassion, in kindness and love also. Her love is supreme. She is called Prem Devi. Even Sri Krishna is bewildered to see, to feel her love. In fact, when he sees and feels her love, he is bewildered. What kind of love is this? I don't understand. I understand everything. I am Sarvagya. All knowledge floods from me, emanates from me, and spreads all over the universes and creation. What I don't know, everything, every corner, every atom, what is there in between two atoms also I know. Because I am there in between two atoms also. I am cognizant of everything. But this is something which is mysterious to me also. I want to know this. This gives me so much joy, so much happiness. It overwhelms me. I get mad. I lose my composure when I think about this love. I must know this love. So, making the story very short, whatever love she exhibited in Braj for 11 years, 52 days, and then for over 100 years after that, in separation, Krishna was becoming very curious to understand. So he decided to invest one full incarnation in one different yuga altogether to simply understand one subject matter. What is the love of Radharani? You can imagine, this is sufficient for us to meditate. If the Supreme Personality of Godhead is spending one incarnation separately, independently, only for one purpose, how great that personality must be for whom he is doing such investment, such leela. And that leela which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who had come, Krishna had come as a devotee, what leela he has performed is also inconceivable. His maddening love only he exhibited. It requires something to understand. We are not qualified. But still he made the love of Radharani available to all of us through the sound of the holy name Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He made that love of Radharani, after understanding it, digesting it, meditating upon it, multiplying it, he made that love which was privately available only to Vrindavan Vasis, only to Gopis of Vrindavan, he made that love available to all of us who are not maybe qualified, who may be qualified, who may be attempting to be qualified, who may be sincerely trying to be qualified. All those people he has bestowed this love in the form of holy name, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So soon, on next Tuesday, we'll be celebrating the appearance of Radharani. And everybody should come with all the prayerful mood that you can gather in your heart of whole lifetime, you can gather that day and offer your prayers, because she is the controller of Supreme Personality of Godhead. She gives the love that Supreme Personality cannot give you. He may not be impressed at times with you, She is extremely kind and bestows all mercy very easily to all the seekers. And one last thing I want to tell you before we end. Tomorrow is Somavati Amavasya. It's Ravan month also, very powerful month of Chaturmasya. And Monday and the Amavasya, the dark moon night which falls on Monday is called Somavati Amavasya. This Amavasya is supposed to be very powerful. I had no time to tell you story of Vatsasur. Krishna killed Vatsasur and then the coward boys rejected him from his play. They said you have to take bath in all the holy places. So in Bhandirvan, Sri Krishna dug a well by his flute, which is called as Venu Koop. He invited all the holy rivers and mountains and places in the Koopa, in the well, and took bath. And as per their requirement, he got purified. And that Venu Koopa, on tomorrow's day, floods with milk from down. And all the Brajvasis go to Bhandirvan Venu Koopa to take bath there. In Triveni Koop, in Unchagaon, where all the three rivers are united there. Narayan Bhatta Goswami, the incarnation of Narad Muni, appeared there, and by the will of Brajvasis, he created Triveni Koopa. Triveni Sangam, he manifested over there. And that is in the form of well. What is there in the form of three rivers? It's in the form of well in Unchagaon. That well also floods tomorrow. And the Brajvasis go to Unchagaon to take bath on the auspicious day, and they get millions of times more benefit than taking bath in actual Triveni Sangam when they take bath tomorrow's day. The ladies who don't have sun, they go tomorrow to take bath in Venu Koop, and they are supposed to get sun after taking bath there. And so many more places in Braj, milk is produced through the water reservoirs. And everybody flocks around the water reservoirs to take darshan and bath of those holy water reservoirs. Do not forget to pray to Lord Shiva also tomorrow, who is the giver of devotion, who is the Param Vaishnava. As we worship Lord Krishna, we also respect and worship Lord Shiva and Devi also. They are all great souls. Parvati Devi is sister of Lord Krishna. The Bhairanga Shakti. So let us all celebrate this season of festivities with great power of Krishna consciousness. Because Krishna consciousness is happiness. Krishna consciousness is a festival, is utsav. Krishna consciousness is negating all negative things and getting overwhelmed with happiness and joy. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much, everybody. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Vishwaroop Prabhu, for your class. Few announcements. First of all, we would like to welcome all those devotees who have come to our Sunday feast program for the very first time. सबसे पहले हम उन सभी भक्तों का स्वागत करना चाहेंगे जो आज पहली बार इस Sunday feast कार्यक्रम में आए हैं. Our reception in charge and the devotees with them, they will welcome you to Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Ji temple by offering a special Mahaprasad, and they will happily answer all your questions regarding Krishna consciousness and this temple and its activities in particular. हमारे स्वागत अध्यक्ष आपका स्वागत करेंगे आपको स्पेशल महाप्रसाद देकर. और यदि आपके कोई प्रश्न है कृष्ण भक्ति के बारे में या इस मंदिर के बारे में तो बड़े हर्षित होकर उसका उत्तर भी देंगे. सो वी वुड लाइक टू रिक्वेस्ट ऑल दोज डिवोटीज हु कम फॉर द फर्स्ट टाइम टू काइंडली स्टैंड इन दैट प्लेस सो दैट वी कैन वेलकम यू प्रॉपरली. कोई भी भक्त जो आज पहली बार आए वो अपने जगह पर खड़े हो जाए ताकि हम आपका स्वागत कर सकें. Hare Krishna. We would like to thank you for taking out your valuable time and coming to our temple for Sunday feast program. We would like to pray at the lotus feet of Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Ji that let today's program be the auspicious beginning for a long and blissful Krishna conscious life, and that you may please keep coming back to our temple and enthusing us with your presence. Hum Gopinath Ji ke charno mein ye prarthna karna chahenge ki aapka aaj ka din उज्जवल कृष्ण भावनामय जीवन का शुभारंभ ठहरे और आप इसी प्रकार इस मंदिर में आते रहे और हमको प्रोत्साहित करते रहे. सो वी वुड लाइक टू वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू टू अवर संडे फीस्ट प्रोग्राम बाय लाउडली चैंटिंग 3 times. हरी बोल. थैंक यू वेरी मच.
हरे कृष्णा. Kirtaneya Sadahari, workshop on basics of classical kirtan singing.